Today is based upon Matthew and upon the Gospel of Luke, speaking about the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. Last week, we were speaking to you about the words that the angels spake unto the women that came to the grave. The angels spake and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, whom was crucified." We spake to you about some of the fears that the seekers have who are seeking Jesus. We spake to you likewise that we hope that were many that were seeking Jesus. How few there are in our times that feel their need of this precious Jesus. We try to encourage those who are truly seeking Jesus. This precious Savior is worth seeking. And if God has put it into your heart to feel your need of Him, and you have been led by His blessed Spirit to cry after Him, there will be a day coming when He likewise will manifest Himself unto you. These women, they came to the grave filled with sorrow and filled with grief, for their beloved one had been slain, had been crucified, and had been buried in this grave. They had been eyewitnesses of how that He had lain in this grave. They had seen how Joseph had laid Him, and with the linen clothes, how that He had covered Him therewith. And now we find these women by the grave, and the angel speaks unto them again, and says unto them, "He is not here, He is risen as He said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." These women, they needed ocular demonstration of what this angel spake about. For they had seen where Christ had lain, and therefore He said, "Come and see where He hath lain." This speaking to the women, "He is not here, He is risen." What a wonderful message this was to these sorrowful women who were standing at the grave. They had come expecting to find Him laying there. And now they had this message from heaven that He was risen and that He was not there. And that He had said this unto them before already that He would rise. Luke speaks that they were by the grave, and the angel said unto them, "Remember how that He spake to you yet when you were in Galilee, how that the Son of Man would be taken with wicked hands, and would be slain, and would be crucified, and the third day He would rise again." My hearers, these women, they had forgot all about what Jesus had said. Had they had any faith in exercise concerning this saying of Christ, they would have never come to the grave. They would have went to Galilee in faith, expecting to see Him there. But they had forgotten completely what He had said. Until the angel said unto them, "Remember how that He spake unto you when you were yet in Galilee." This occurs still, my hearers. Amongst the children of God, it often occurs. God comes to them and speaks unto them and gives them promises that they likewise will see Christ, will be with Him in glory. And when they receive these promises, they are lifted up by faith, and they are given to believe that the work of grace is in their hearts. But it pleases the Lord to withdraw himself. And they have no faith in exercise concerning what he has spoken to them. And they completely forget the words that he has given unto them. Because sin revives in their hearts. And when sin revives, unbelief also arises. Sin and unbelief are two great enemies of every child of God. And when this takes place, my hearers, they begin to examine themselves, and they cannot believe that God has begun a work of grace in them. They do remember the time when all was life and all was feeling, but that seems to have been taken away, and there remaineth nothing of it, and they cannot even remember the promises that they had so joyfully received and been so exercised with. They completely forget everything. All unbelief robs them of all the comfort of the words that they have received. And then it pleases God again, by the ministry of the word sometimes, to give unto them what these women experience. For Luke says, and they remembered his words. All my hearers, have you ever had a word from the Lord? Have you ever had a promise? Have you ever had a sweet token of his love, of his favor towards you as an individual? You remember that time? Maybe you say, why, that's so far gone. That's so long ago. I can't believe it anymore that it was of the Lord. I don't have any faith concerning it. And when I do try to think about it and try to bring it into prayer, oh, my prayer even concerning it is so dead and so lifeless. There's no feeling whatsoever in it. I can't even believe that it was of God anymore. But then it pleases God to give you again to remember his words. Just like these women, they were in a sad and sorrowful state. And then when the angel said that, they remembered his words. You remember any word that he spoke to you long ago? You remember when he spoke to you of his love, of his mercy, of his favor toward your soul? Oh, how sweet it is when this blessed Spirit brings home again the very words that we have received in the past. Oh, how new they become. Oh, how we revive. Oh, how true they become. Our faith again is brought into exercise. They remembered his words. Oh, I wish that everyone here had something from the Lord that they could go back to. It's true. It's blessed to receive new food from heaven. But it's also blessed to be taken back. It's a sign, it's a token that God has given us something in our lives. They remembered his words. Oh, blessed remembrance, sir. When God again gives us to hear his voice and gives us to believe again. And now the angel spake unto the women and said unto them that they should return unto the disciples, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen, and tell them to go into Galilee, for there you shall see him. Oh, what a blessed message this was for these women. I wonder if any of my hearers have ever been given by the grace of God to have something from heaven in your soul. This was a message from heaven for these women, and they were messengers to carry it to the disciples. Have you never been filled, like it says in Scripture, leathern bottles filled with new wine, ready to burst? Have you never had anything new from the Lord, any experience from heaven? And all you wanted to tell everyone about it, or you couldn't get there quick enough to tell someone what you had experienced, some child of God that you knew that would listen to you. All these women, and they were told to haste, to run. And all they couldn't get to these disciples fast enough to tell them what they had experienced at the grave, what the angel had said. Can't you see them going? Can't you see them running in a vision? Oh, how they went, filled with so much love, so much affection towards the disciples, because they knew that they were in such a sad and sorrowful state. Have you ever had any good news to bring somebody? You know, it isn't very pleasant to bring bad news. When something happens in our family, and the other part, members of the family, don't know anything about it, and we have to carry that news, we don't like to come with that kind of news. No one does by nature. But if you have experienced something from the Lord, something good for your soul, something which is true for you, oh, then you seek someone who you can talk to. Maybe that you don't dare. May be that you would like to hold it back sometimes. But these women, they ran with haste towards the disciples to tell them of this wonderful event, that the Lord the Savior was risen from the dead. And now as they're going, what happens? The Bible says, thou meetest him that performeth righteousness and remembereth thee in their ways. For they were obedient to the command of this angel, and they hastened to fulfill it. And they were overjoyed. But as they were going, who came to meet them? None other but Jesus himself. All he said unto them, all hail. Oh, can't you imagine in your vision what took place with these women? All hail. That was the voice of their beloved. That was the voice of their Savior. That was the voice of their Redeemer. Oh, here he was before them. How wonderful are the ways of God in leading his people. First, they were filled with sadness and grief. They were overwhelmed with it. And now we find them overwhelmed with joy and happiness. So opposite. Oh, my hearers, see what takes place first before you have a manifestation of Jesus. These women came to the end. All their hope and all their expectation was God. And they came to perform this last act of love. And now, oh, there was their beloved in the front of them. And there they fell down at his feet, and they worshiped him. See where a manifestation of Jesus brings creatures. It does not lift us up in pride and loftiness, oh, no. But when Jesus manifests himself, it brings us down into the dust. It makes us nothing in his sight. Have you ever been nothing in yourself? Nothing but a lump of sin, a mass of pollution and corruption. And then you have had a manifestation of Jesus, although you could not believe it. Although you wondered who it was, still, oh, that being nothing, and God and Jesus being everything. Such a wonderful experience. Oh, I may pray that every one of us may be brought to this spot to be nothing. Every woman may lay at his feet. Have you ever laid at the feet of Christ? Have you ever seen something of his glory and of his beauty? All these women, they saw him by faith. And all this precious Jesus was their Jesus, their Savior, their Redeemer. And he commanded them likewise to continue on to the disciples and to tell them that he would go before them into Galilee. And there they would see him. And we find these women returning back to Jerusalem. And they came to the disciples, and they began to declare unto them what they had encountered at the grave, who they had met. Oh, that was such a wonderful day for these women. They had met an angel. They had heard wonderful words of the angel. And on their way back, they had met Jesus themselves. Oh, what a wonderful day it was for these women. And they were so filled with this. Oh, they came back to Jerusalem. And they began to declare unto the disciples what they had experienced. And how did they receive it? Were they overjoyed? Were they glad to hear it? What does the Bible say? The Bible says that their words unto the disciples were as an idle tale. You would say, how is it possible? But that still happens. Oh, yes. Let me say right here, how does the gospel come to you, my heroes? Isn't it like an idle tale? How many people listen to the gospel year after year, and it's but an idle tale? How often it doesn't happen likewise, even for the children of God, for whom the gospel has been the word of life, at times, just like an idle tale. And then it may be that at times you have experienced something from heaven in your soul, and you want to tell someone, or you want to relate to those people what God has done for you. And as you begin to relate, no feeling, no faith, no love and exercise. And what is it? Just like an idle tale. You ever experience it? Just like if you're lying. These disciples, likewise, they were so filled with grief and sorrow. Oh, when these women came with such joyful news, oh, they didn't believe that. They couldn't believe that. They had seen that he had died. They knew that he was buried. He was gone. It could not possibly be. What was this? This was just unbelief. They could not believe the words that these women brought over to them. Oh, my heroes. How sad it is. And that happens too. Have you ever had it happen to you? God has done something for you. Oh, and you've been given to tell. With a lot of feeling and a lot of faith for your own soul, what God has done. And those that listen to you, they don't believe you. It's just to them like an idle tale. They think you're telling lies. Probably they're prejudiced against you. They have something against you. But that don't take away the grace of God. That don't take away the feelings that you have in your heart. That didn't take away the joy that these women had. Oh, no. These women had been personal recipients of this experience. And it was necessary that the disciples likewise personally experience a meeting with Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we must condemn unbelief. But unbelief, my hearers, robs us of all the comforts that we have. And this unbelief on the part of the disciples. Oh, they would not believe. What did they do? They sent two of the disciples to the sepulcher. John and Peter, they ran to the sepulcher to see whether what these women had said was true or not. And when they came to the sepulcher, they found the stone rolled away. They looked in the sepulcher. He wasn't there anymore. But they did not see him. They did not see no angel. And they returned, still in unbelief.